Ministers, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this meeting of NATO defense ministers. We are now just 6 months away from our summit in Wales in September. At our previous summits in Lisbon in 2010 and in Chicago in 2012, we made important commitments to improve our capabilities. And at Chicago, we set ourselves the goal of NATO Forces 2020, forces that are modern, tightly connected, equipped, trained, exercised, and commanded so that they can operate together with partners in any environment. Nous devons clairement progresser vers notre objectif. Mais nous devons en faire plus encore pour pouvoir disposer des capacités qui nous permettront de répondre aux menaces auxquelles nous sommes confrontés, pour montrer que nous pouvons utiliser ces capacités ensemble en tant qu'alliance et en coopération avec nos partenaires. La réunion d'aujourd'hui nous offre l'occasion de nous tourner vers l'avenir et d'examiner les lacunes capacitaires qui subsistent. À une époque où les ressources sont limitées, nous devons axer nos investissements sur les priorités les plus importantes et admettre que certains programmes capacitaires ne donneront des résultats qu'à long terme. Cela signifie prendre les bonnes décisions aujourd'hui pour être certain de disposer des bonnes capacités demain. Since launching our Smart Defense Initiative in 2011, allies have been working more closely together to deliver much-needed capabilities. Joint intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance, as well as missile defense, are two significant areas where we are already seeing the benefits of this multilateral approach. We now need to step up to the next level and do more together. Our Connected Forces initiative is another important tool for reaching our goal of NATO Forces 2020. By exercising more often together, we can improve key elements of our forces. In particular, our NATO Response Force and our Special Operations Forces. And we can demonstrate our collective determination to tackle the threats of the 21st century. We continue to make important improvements to our cyber defense, both in terms of our policies and our capabilities, and we are making significant progress in developing our maritime strategy. At our meeting today, we will also consider how to take steps to develop a NATO defense capacity building initiative so that we can assist those who request our help to prevent crises and to project stability without having to project forces. Since Lisbon, we have achieved much, and we now need to maintain that momentum through to the Wales Summit and beyond. And with that, I would like to conclude the public part of our session and thank the representatives of the media for their attendance.